Ever wonder whether those large buying clubs like Costco and BJ's offer significant savings on things other than your basic 15-pack of paper towels and 40 pounds of dog food? Well, Kiplinger has come to our rescue, and Lisa Gerstner is with me to talk about it. Hey, Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So are there greater savings on other items?
Yes. So the warehouse clubs offer all kinds of other kind of financial related services, and you can often get a discount. Sometimes they offer their own where they come up with the programs themselves, and sometimes, often really, they contract with other services like LifeLock or insurance companies, and you'll be able to get discounts that you wouldn't be able to get otherwise if you went through these programs through other avenues.
You know, you don't really think about buying large items in a Costco or a BJ's. For example, can you buy a car through these companies?
Yes, actually, BJ's, Costco, and Sam's Club all offer car buying services. So what this means is if you really hate to haggle, you don't like going to the dealer and having kind of that confrontational aspect of trying to get a better price on a car, they offer services where it's a predetermined price that you get. Mm-hmm. So they've kind of done a little bit of the work for you, you know, that you're going to get a little bit of a better price than you might if you just walked in and bought the car and didn't haggle at all. And so they're all a little different. Costco's program is kind of run through Costco, and they generally will connect you with one dealer in your area based on the kind of car you want, and then you can work with the dealer from there. Sam's Club actually works through TrueCar, and TrueCar is kind of its own service. You may have seen it through other companies that contract with TrueCar. You may be able to use it separately. But what TrueCar does is they'll send you kind of multiple dealers in your area who may have the type of car you want, and you can kind of go through those options. And then the BJ's does something sort of similar. You can go onto their website and look up the kind of car you want and then see, you know, kind of these different dealers in your area offer this car. And then you can have the dealer contact you if you're interested in the car. So they all operate a little differently.
They're offering a fixed price for the car. Is that what you're seeing here? As opposed to going into the dealership and starting to haggle, they're going to say, you want to buy, you know, X and X car and the cost is this. Mm-hmm. Is that it?
Yeah, so typically it'll start that way. They'll say, here's what we can offer you. But we found that they'll even haggle a bit further. Often you're not necessarily limited to what the program dictates. So
okay,
maybe they start with one price. And if you are interested in haggling a little more, so even if you are someone who likes to do that, it may be a good place to start.
Okay, well, that's very cool. What about credit cards?
Yeah.
You know, I know that, of course, these clubs have their own credit cards, which, you know, give you access to buying their stuff. But what do they do in the credit card area?
Yeah, so all of them offer credit cards, and I think they're all attractive in their own right, depending on which club you join. Sam's Club is attractive especially because of the gas rebates. So they offer the 5% cash back on up to $6,000 spent yearly on gas, which is, that's a good rebate, 5%.
Right, that is.
3% on dining and travel, and then 1% on everything else.
Mm-hmm.
It's really kind of a good all-around package on that one. Costco is also similarly kind of a good all-around. You get 4% back on up to $7,000 you spend a year on gas. So not quite as high, but still pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
3% on dining and travel. And then you also get 2% on Costco purchases. So that's nice because they offer you a little bit of a boost on in-store purchases.
Okay.
And then the 1% on everything. And then the BJ's, I think, is attractive because if you really want an in-store good rebate, that's where you want to look because they do either 5% or 3% on BJ's purchases, depending on your membership level. And then 2% restaurants and gas stations, 1% everything else. So pretty good all around spending.
Yeah, you're getting the membership club discounted price. But in addition to that, if you have the card, you're getting another 3% or so.
Right. So good in-store rebate on that one.
What about gasoline? I mean, these stores are very popular, especially Costco, for getting gasoline. Can you get a discount on those too?
Yeah, so typically with these cards, you know, sometimes with other general credit cards, you can't always get a rebate at warehouse club gas stations. But if you're using the club's own card, you usually can. So that's nice. You can go to the Costco or the Sam's Club station, use the corresponding credit card there and get a rebate. BJ's does that too. They do a 10 cent per gallon discount at BJ stations with their credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it's a pretty good deal.
I'm talking with Lisa Gerstner. She's with Kiplinger, and we're talking about these big discount clubs to see what other kinds of savings they may have on other items, especially kind of financial services items. One item that you picked that was kind of surprised me was identity theft protection.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's really getting aware of that, especially with the recent Experian scandal. Tell us about those.
Yeah, that's certainly become relevant. It has been for a long time, really. But yeah, Costco and Sam's Club both have some offerings there. Costco works through a program called Complete ID, which is affiliated with the credit agency Experian. And it's a pretty good deal. It's $9 for an executive membership person or $14 a month for Gold Star members. And so it's a nice package. You get monitoring of your credit reports from all three credit agencies, which is helpful. They'll look at all the agencies for any suspicious activity on your credit reports, new accounts opened that may not have been yours. They'll alert you of that, which is nice. They'll look at black market internet sites to look for any stolen personal information that may be out there on you, like your social security number, criminal record monitoring in case someone is arrested in your name, stuff like that. So it's a pretty good deal. And then Sam's Club also does a partnership with LifeLock. So you can get 20% or 25% off based on your membership level. Mm-hmm. And LifeLock has a little bit more variation. They have, I think, at least three different packages you can choose from, and you'll get a discount on any package you pick with them. And they have many similar offerings depending on which package it is.
Fascinating. All right, let's move on to insurance. Can you get a better deal with insurance?
Yeah, so Costco kind of has the widest range of options. They do dental, auto, homeowners, life insurance, all of those fall under their umbrella. You can get discounted auto and home insurance through Ameriprise with them. And depending on your membership level, if you're an executive member, you might be able to get some extra perks too, like roadside assistance with your auto insurance. Life insurance comes through Protective Life Insurance and you get preferred rates. They do have a health insurance marketplace, but they're focusing more on their kind of business group insurance. So if you're a small business owner, you might want to look into that for them. Lots of options with Costco. And then BJ's does do a discount through Geico on auto premiums. And depending on which club you join, you maybe also be able to get a homeowner's discount along with that auto insurance discount. I think it varies by club with that one.
One of the other services mentioned was tax preparation, but I don't think you guys came out with a recommendation there.
Yeah, so they have a partnership at Sam's Club with 1-800-ACCOUNTANT, which is kind of a virtual tax service, and you can get discounted income tax prep for members with Sam's Club. And what we found is a couple reasons you might want to go with a local accountant for that. One is that if you have a really simple return, on average, you'll still pay a little more through 1-800-ACCOUNTANT through the Sam's Club, even with the discount, just based on average figures. You might as well get someone local if you're going to pay more if you go through 1-800-ACCOUNTANT. Now, you might save money if you have a more complex return, if you have itemized deductions and extra schedules and all these things to deal with. The price may be better through 1-800-ACCOUNTANT, but if you're getting to that level where it's a really complex return, you might be better off just finding someone local, finding a good match, you know, talking to people face-to-face where you can go in. So we think maybe take a pass on that one. Mm-hmm. There's probably better options in your own town.
We're running out of time, so let's move quickly to mortgage lending. I think the big thing with mortgage lending in your report was that there's a cap on fees, which is attractive, but then again, you've got to kind of watch because these fees are fungible. They can be a cap in one place and they can put it in another place as well.
That's exactly right. So Costco does offer kind of mortgage shopping. You can go in and see what rates you can get from partner lenders through Costco. Definitely worth a look, but like you said, the fee cap is attractive, but you have to make sure you're not paying more via the interest rate or some other option. So just shop around, you know, look at local lenders. Look through other sites like Bankrate or LendingTree and just make sure you're getting the best deal you can.
All right. So what does it cost to join these wholesale clubs? BJ's, what does that cost?
BJ's, it's $50 or $100, depending on the membership level that you want. Costco is $60 or $120. These are regular memberships. There's also business too. And then Sam's Club is $45 or $100.
To get this kind of information, Kiplinger is a great source for all of you. So I highly recommend picking up or going online and subscribing to Kiplinger's. And to hear, you know, this interview again, don't forget to come to our website at stevepomerantz.com. You'll get a summary of the vital lessons learned here today. And while you're there, don't forget to sign up for our weekly update where we'll send you important lessons from the show straight to your inbox. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.